Current State on 90.5 WKAR. It's safe to say that the Emerson String Quartet is among the top such ensembles on the planet. In their more than three decades of existence, the Emerson's achievements include more than 30 acclaimed recordings, 9 Grammys, the Avery Fisher Prize, Musical America's Ensemble of the Year, and collaborations with many of the greatest artists of our time. The Emerson Quartet performs as part of the University Musical Society series at Ann Arbor's Rackham Auditorium this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. The newest member of the group is cellist Paul Watkins, who replaced Emerson's founding cellist David Finkel nearly 2 years ago. And WKAR's Peter Worf reached Paul Watkins by phone yesterday morning to preview Saturday's performance and reflect on Paul's early days with the group.
Initially, I felt a remarkably short period of time just to feel, you know, that I was clicking with the quartet, and that was really during the couple of days that we spent reading quartets before I decided to commit myself to moving continents and all of that. But of course, you know, through the course of the last year and a half, we've been working intensively and, you know, developing our sound. And, you know, sometimes there have been times when, you know, we've had to work a little harder, and sometimes when things have come together, you know, more easily. So it's an ongoing process of me sort of bedding into the Emerson Quartet, and of the rest of the quartet coming to terms with me and my playing as well. But it's all going pretty well.
I enjoyed listening to the performance of the Schubert Quintet. Was that one of the sort of transitional pieces in passing off that baton when you performed?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Well, we did. We played it at the Smithsonian.
Yes.
In fact, that was David's final appearance as the cellist of the Emerson Quartet, and I played second cello in that performance of the Schubert because I was still the guest.
What better work to choose? Was that sort of an easy choice for the group?
I think it was a sort of, you know, it was a clear choice to make, and I'm still very glad and very touched that they decided to make that choice, and that David decided that he wanted to play chamber music with me. And since then, we've played the Schubert again, but this time with David coming in as the guest and taking the second cello part.
Could we touch a little bit on the program that you'll be performing Saturday night in at Rackham Auditorium?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I mean, I suppose the Lieberman is the big news there.
Right, and it's a premiere, a co-commission.
It's world right? Premiere, yes, exactly.
Exactly. People who are listening now should come and listen Saturday night, but maybe some listeners are familiar with Lieberman's music. He's well known for several concertos, his set of piano pieces, very evocative works, Gargoyles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very strong piece, this quartet. It's, you know, it draws on 20th century traditions, and you know, quartet masters Bartok and Shostakovich are sometimes apparent in his writing, you know, which is a compliment to him, actually, because the actual writing for string quartet that he does is absolutely masterly, and he makes a wonderful rich sound out of the quartet.
Really looking forward to that. And then here is Lowell Lieberman in between maybe arguably the most important sets of string quartets, or certainly among them, Beethoven and Shostakovich. And you'll be playing what's been called one of the most compact works by Beethoven. It's his shortest string quartet. It really is, like so many Beethoven works, all bone and muscle. And it's something, and it's a quartet called Serioso, which is not one of sort of those aftermarket nicknames. Beethoven indicates this. ¶¶
does. He does indicate. In fact, I believe that the quartet originally wasn't intended for publication.
Yeah.
That it was almost an exercise or a, you know, a kind of one of those experimental dishes that chefs cook up in their kitchens. You know, because of the fact that it's so, as you say, it's intense. It's like dark matter. Actually, there's an incredible concentration of energy and of ideas in it. Every motif and idea is so dense, really, that it demands a lot of the players.
Yeah, and then we have the Shostakovich Third Quartet, which, as many have said, starts off in this sort of Haydn-esque way. About when Shostakovich wrote this quartet after World War II, and then look at his indications and these sort of programmatic descriptions. First movement beginning with blithe ignorance of the future cataclysm, then rumblings of unrest, forces of war, in memory of the dead, and then finally at the end, not to create too much of a spoiler, but the eternal question, why and for what? And he asks this musically.
Indeed, he does, and I think part of the story there is that those subtitles were really there in a way to protect Shostakovich as well, because he had to find favor with the authorities at the time in order to get his music published, and I think these subtitles relating to the war. Were perhaps a way of pleasing his masters, as it were, or at least the people who were keeping a very close eye on his music in the upper echelons of the party of the regime. But I think in a way, when we approach this quartet, we don't think too much about those subtitles, because as with all Shostakovich, there are many, many different meanings.
Paul Watkins is the cellist with the Emerson String Quartet. They'll perform on Saturday night, September 27th at 8 p.m. at Rackham Auditorium, part of the University Musical Society in Ann Arbor. Paul, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.